You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Well, I hope your week was a good one, and more importantly, I hope you made time to pray to Jesus. You see, prayer allows us to talk to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. When we pray, we're building a relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. Eventually, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and we let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives without worries, fears, or stress. You know, when I was younger, I had no relationship with the Lord. That's because I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. But luckily in 2010, through a series of events no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was drop the ego and how as Christians, we should be grateful for whatever the Lord has blessed us with and to never let our successes go to our heads. On today's show, we're going to talk about one of the most dangerous emotions we as Christians should never give into. Today's topic is greed is not good. We've all heard the saying, the more we give, the more they want. Well, when it comes to greed, it seems no matter how much a person has, it's never enough and they want more and more. For some, it's obsession, whereby possessions and wealth are all that matter. There are those who truly believe that having the most expensive home, driving the most luxurious car, and dressing only in designer clothes made from the finest materials demonstrates success and gives them a sense of power and success. The sad part of that statement is that it couldn't be farther from the truth. No, wealth and possessions only mean one thing. Wealth and possessions and nothing more. For even when we have all the money and possessions in the world, we can't buy happiness. You see, happiness is only achieved when we are truly loved and appreciated for who we are and most importantly, blessed by our Lord. There's nothing wrong with having a beautiful home or a nice car and plenty of money in the bank, but when those things become our number one and only priority, then we are falling victim to the devil and forgetting that greed is not good. As Christians, we're obligated to take care of others, to help them with their needs. No, I'm not saying we should give away all our possessions and money, but what I am saying is that when we are in a position to help a family member, a neighbor, a friend, or even a stranger, as Christians, we should do it immediately and without expecting anything in return. In the Bible it says, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction." This Bible verse tells us that when all we think about is growing our wealth and obtaining more possessions, we have lost complete focus on our lives and we are in no way pleasing the Lord. Greed is not good, because greed only leads to more greed, and we wind up millions of miles away from our God and land in the hands of the devil. Remember, greed is not good. Always be thankful and grateful to the Lord for what we have, but never become obsessed with needing more and more, because that is not our Christian way. Understanding how greed is a trap we need to avoid is another part of living life as a Christian. We're talking more about today's topic, greed is not good. Let's think for a moment about those who we may know who are greedy. I think it's hard to go through life in today's world and not experience someone who suffers from extreme greed. Even if we don't know someone personally, there are many celebrities and wealthy people in the business world who are extremely greedy because they are consumed with flaunting all that they have and what their next financial achievement will be. Think about how we feel when we read or hear about someone who already has more than most people and are boasting about their latest accomplishment, which may be some outlandish purchase or investment. It doesn't impress us and often gives us a sense of disappointment because we realize how much more they could have done to help others in need instead of only focusing on themselves. As Christians, we must always remember greed is not good. The first song I'm going to play today is called God is Light. When I wrote this song, I thought of how metaphorically light is good, so light must be God, while darkness is evil, therefore darkness is the devil. In the song verses, we hear about the wonderful beauty and amazing things our Lord has given us. Then in a chorus, the many benefits we receive when we recognize that God is light. The words in the chorus are, God is light, my light and salvation. God is light, whom shall I fear? God is light, the incarnation. God is light, for he is here. God is light, my light and salvation. God is light, I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid, God is light. Please listen now to my song, God is Light.
Open your eyes, behold the beauty. God gave a sight for all of us to see. Open your hearts, feel him inside. The love, the care, the joy I cannot hide. Every good and perfect gift comes from him above. From the Father who heavenly light, a Father who gives his love.
God is light,
my light and salvation.
God is light,
whom shall I fear?
God is light,
the incarnation.
God is light,
for he is here.
God is light,
my light and salvation.
God is light,
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness of my life. See the light, the sun and the stars. Open your ears, hear all there is. Look to the light, I know it's Jesus. Every joy and kind good deed comes from him above. The Father who gives us the light, our Father.
God is light,
for he is here.
God is light,
my light and salvation.
God is light,
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is light. Life.
come.
God is light.
Shall I fear?
God is light.
Incarnation.
God is light.
For he is here.
God is light.
My light, salvation.
God is light.
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is light.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit FreshMediaWorks.com. Today's topic is greed is not good. Greed can affect all of us if we allow it to. You see, it's easy to assume it's only the wealthy and powerful people who are victims of greed. But there are many people who, although they may not have extreme wealth or possessions, they crave it, desire it, and spend considerable amounts of time thinking about what they can do to enhance their wealth and possessions for the sole purpose of impressing others. Thinking like that will lead us to all kinds of trouble. Our house won't be big enough. Our car won't be prestigious enough. We'll need more jewelry, and our clothes must only be purchased from the most expensive stores. But here's the interesting part. We don't wake up one morning and suddenly we're greedy. No, it happens in small steps, usually with one purchase at a time. The person who finds themselves with a promotion and a huge salary increase, now with the need to show off to others, who, rather than being practical about the raise in salary, spends a lot of it on purchases to impress others, and the more they get, the more they want. This is not how Christians act, and to be sure of it never happening, turn to Jesus through prayer and ask him to not let the devil tempt us into becoming greedy and fill our heads with all kinds of lavish desires we should not pursue. Pray to Jesus and let him know how much we love him, and of course, how grateful we are for what we have. And if we are a wealthy person, ask Jesus to help guide us in ways we can use some of that wealth to benefit others. Open up to Jesus through prayer and share our most intimate thoughts and feelings. If we find ourselves spending significant time thinking about a purchase we're in the process of making or desire, we may be heading into a moment of greed, and we need to ask Jesus to take those thoughts and feelings away. We need to ask ourselves, is this something we truly need? Or is it more of a way of impressing our family, friends, and neighbors? If so, then we need to ask for Jesus' forgiveness and seriously reconsider the purchase. Greed is not good. And when we give into it, even just a little bit, it will start to grow and grow, because the devil will take over and continue to tempt us with things close to our grasp. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day, and after we tell him how much we love him and thank him for all we have, ask him to guide us, keeping us away from the devil, and not allow us to fall in his temptation, leading us to greed. Using prayer as a means to guide us is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play ties into today's topic of greed is not good. The song is called "Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes." I have mentioned a few times on today's show how the devil tempts us and will lead us to acts of greed if we allow him. But the devil tempts us with all kinds of temptations, often leading us to making bad choices or decisions and laughing when we have serious consequences to deal with because we listen to him. In the verses, we hear about those temptations and mistakes we can easily make when we choose the devil instead of our Lord. Then in the chorus, the solution of how to avoid the devil tempting us. Please listen now to my song, "Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes."
All the things that you see, so many thoughts of devilry, but don't begin it's not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. So lost, you can live for possessions, focus on obsessions, but you'll be uptight, you won't sleep at night. But if you take the right road and follow its way, what's not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. Choices were bad, and at times you feel strange. You have regrets, it's not hard to change. Do not dwell on your past, just choose the path that's right. Live free from sin, free from fear, and enjoy your what's not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's gospel, Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan, about a man who falls victim to robbers who strip and beat him, leaving him half dead. A priest saw the man but passed by on the opposite side of the road. Then a Levite also passed by, saw him, and he too walked by on the opposite side of the road. But when the Samaritan traveler saw him, he took care of his wounds, brought him to an inn, and cared for him. He paid the innkeeper to continue caring for him after he left, saying he would reimburse him when he returned. The point of the story is that out of the three people who could have helped the victim, only one did, the Samaritan, who showed mercy and compassion. I chose Psalm 80 for today. Lord, make us turn to you. This psalm asks God for salvation, calling on him to turn his face and shine his light upon the people who are suffering. And writing the music for this psalm, I use the ancient text supported by a modern melody and a contemporary musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 80, Lord, make us turn to you.
Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face. And we shall.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Isn't It Strange? Isn't it strange how a $20 bill seems like such a large amount when you donate it to the church, but such a small amount when you go shopping? Isn't it strange how 2 hours seem so long when you're at church, and how short they seem when you're watching a good movie? Isn't it strange that you can't find a word to say when you're praying, but you have no trouble thinking what to talk about with a friend? Isn't it strange how difficult and boring it is to read one chapter of the Bible, but how easy it is to read 100 pages of a popular novel? Isn't it strange how everyone wants front row tickets to concerts or games, but they do whatever is possible to sit at the last row in church? Isn't it strange how we need to know about an event for church 2 to 3 weeks before the day so we can include it in our agenda, but we can adjust it for other events at the last minute? Isn't it strange how difficult it is to learn a fact about God to share it with others, but how easy it is to learn, understand, extend, and repeat gossip? Isn't it strange how we believe everything that magazines and newspapers say, but we question the words in the Bible? Isn't it strange how everyone wants a place in heaven, but they don't want to believe, do, or say anything to get there? And isn't it strange how we send jokes in emails and they are forwarded right away, but when we are going to send messages about God, we think about it twice before we share it with others? Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God show us the way.